It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you've got an observation you'd like to share, as many of you have done. Maybe you've got a comment you'd like to make. Maybe you'd just like to call up and excoriate me. Either way, any way you want to do it, we're glad to hear from you. And we're especially pleased this week to have heard from many of you concerning things that are happening in your yard, including Linda, who took a picture or had a picture of a leucistic grackle. Now, leucistic simply means that it's partially albino, so it has white spots. This was a grackle sitting in a white spruce tree, and it's got an almost pure white head with the rest of the body being black. And that's a little unusual, kind of a neat sighting. We also heard from Ken and Barb Zimmer, longtime friends and associates, and they are great birders. They live up on Wabana Lake, and they have, or had this past week, evening grosbeaks come to their feeder. And some of you older listeners know that the evening grosbeaks used to be here in huge numbers. Bright yellow and black birds they would come to your feeder, 30 or 40 of them, and they'd spend the winter. And it was quite the sight. And we also heard from Ed Dallas, who lives down in Deerwood, and he said the big flocks of juncos have kind of moved out of his area. He's seeing a few sulfur butterflies here at the end of the season, and he made a remark that he was, because the leaves had come down, he was able to see the lake again. And I had been talking with him, and I had told him a story about my wife. I had been looking at past October 12th, yesterday, and I was running down through the list, and around about October 12th in 2015, my wife made the comment that she could see the lake again. And we, Ed and I, both live on a lake, but we keep a little bit of a forest between us and the shoreline. And so as the leaves fall in the fall, we get a plant, get to the point where we can see the lake again. So, we